Good evening. May I have your cloak and invitation? Thank you very much. I see you're wearing a white ribbon tonight. How exciting. I'm sure you'll find the right fit in no time. Just as a reminder of the rules for you, your ribbon is a signifier of your chosen experience this evening. They align with the kinks that you've chosen to partake in for tonight. So if someone approaches you and mentions your ribbon, they share your delightful deviances. As always, you can stop your experience at any time, and your partner, or partners, will stop immediately. There are private rooms available throughout the villa, along with a few public viewing rooms for those who enjoy putting on a show. Are you ready to enter the ballroom? Wonderful. Head down this hallway and follow the music. The entrance is on the right, just through those curtains. Have a lovely evening, darling. Do enjoy your time tonight.
Good evening, darling. Have you been enjoying the masquerade? I apologize for startling you. I have a tendency to show up when people least expect it. It also doesn't help that I can move nearly undetected, particularly in crowded and loud rooms such as this. I couldn't help but notice that you looked lost, that you were glancing around the room as if you were waiting for someone, watching as the other guests were twirled around and then whisked away by their partners, wondering when yours would show up and do the same. Worry not, darling, for I am here now. Indeed, I am the one you have been waiting for all night. Forgive me for being late. I had some business to attend to. I do hope that you've been enjoying yourself without me, though. There's so much to do. Even simply observing the other attendees can be enjoyable, in a way. At other events, where I don't have obligations to entertain guests like yourself, I often find myself seated in a dark corner, taking notes of who dances with who leaves in a huff, and all manner of other things. But I promise you, darling, for the rest of the night, my eyes will only be on you. All 8 of them. Yes, most of them are obscured under this mask. I thought it would be kinder to our non-fey guests, who may not be used to those of us with more inhuman features, to hide them. At least, while the night is young, and not many people have started drinking yet. After that, though, after the wine has been flowing and inhibitions have been lowered, I may end up removing my mask and letting my spider side loose. Although, I usually refrain from letting myself get too carried away, I much prefer watching other people revel and celebrate. It's amazing how much they reveal after they've had a few drinks and a few dances. And besides, I would hate to scare a precious human such as yourself away by scaring you. From what I understand, most of you are afraid of spiders. Worry not. For even with this mask on, I can see everything I need to see. More than most beings could ever conceive of. But, never mind that. Right now, the only thing that interests me is that little ribbon around your wrist. I hope it's to your liking. I made it myself. 100% pure spider silk. Some of my best work, if I do say so myself. I do wish they had refrained from dyeing them all such garish colors. I hate to see my work profaned in that way. Although, I suppose it was necessary in order to differentiate attendees' needs and desires. We wouldn't want you being approached by the crow or the moth, would we? They're lovely, don't get me wrong, but they're not what you want. No, you, the bearer of the white ribbon, need someone with the same qualities as pure, unadulterated spider silk. Elegant and alluring, but with a hint of danger. Beauty that threatens to pull you in and keep you there, locked in its embrace, until it's ready to bite. I hope I'm not scaring you, darling. I promise I'm merely toying with you. We spiders have a tendency to play with our food, so to speak. I find that a little uncertainty adds to the experience. Not knowing what to expect is part of the fun. Now, would you care to dance? As much as I'd love to take you somewhere private and have my way with you, I think we should do at least one. I'm afraid it would look rather suspicious if we abscond together right away. Of course people are watching us, darling. People are always watching. Some of envy, some out of malice, and some whose motivations are unknown, even to them. Come now, to the dance floor. This is one of my favorite songs. I think you'll find that I'm an excellent dancer, even if I currently have fewer legs than I'm used to. Perhaps one day we'll meet again at another dance, and then I can show you how I dance with all 8 legs. It's much more elegant than it sounds, I promise. I know our night has only begun, darling, but I must say, I'm having a wonderful time. This is so different from my usual experiences with things like this masquerade. Oh yes, I've attended many dances in my time, as well as other events, but it's very rare that I get to enjoy them, because I'm often here on assignment. Even earlier this evening, I had some work to do. That's why I wasn't able to meet with you until much later than planned. What work, you ask? Well, I suppose I can trust you. Darling, you may have already picked up on this, but I'm a spy. The Fey world is full of intrigue. The various nobles are constantly plotting against and backstabbing each other, and thus pay a pretty penny to keep tabs on their friends and enemies alike. I've been in this career for quite a long time, and over the course of it, I've built up quite the web of information. I'm a spider after all. Webs of all kind come naturally to us. I won't deny that I'm good at what I do, but I'm afraid it's consumed so much of my time that I can't even enjoy myself anymore. Like tonight, I was supposed to have a delightful evening with you, but insisted on spying on some of the other Fae in attendance before I joined you. Not only was that incredibly rude of me, but I didn't even find anything useful to boot. Just confirmation that the stag is in love with the woman he's sworn to protect. Anyone could have found that out. Forgive me for dropping so much information on you. You signed up for a lovely evening dancing with and being swept off your feet by a beautiful fae. Not to hear her moan and whine about her job. I'm afraid that even if I tried, I wouldn't be able to take my mind off it. Although, perhaps I don't have to. Darling human, would you be interested in helping me with a little practice? Well, as I said earlier, I often attend dances, such as this one in my line of work, and on occasion, that involves me having to track down a certain individual, get them alone, and then extract information from them, using any manner of methods. I prefer to use seduction, as it's by far the cleanest and most enjoyable method for everyone involved. I think it's clear that I need to brush up on my seduction techniques after my abysmal performance so far this evening, don't you? Would you be so kind as to play the part of my seduction target? I promise you'll be rewarded handsomely for your participation. Excellent. Now, allow me to set the scene. Instead of the awkward start to this evening, imagine that we met by chance. Perhaps bumping into each other in the hallway, or meeting each other's gaze across the dance floor. Imagine that I approached you, my eyes sparkling, and asked you to dance, sweeping you off of your feet without waiting for an answer. Imagine that we twirled around for what seemed like hours, flirting and bantering as if we had known each other for years. And imagine that, at some point, I leaned in close to you, just like this, as if for a kiss, only to whisper into your ear, "I have a private room upstairs, if you'd like to join me." Well, what do you say? Let's continue this seduction in private. There are things that I'd like to do to you that I can't do here on the dance floor. Excellent. It feels so good to get you alone. Darling, here I can focus on you, and only you. Get on the bed, and let me show you how seductive I can be when I set my mind to it. Oh my. You look so beautiful, sprawled out like that. I'm glad that you're not a real target of mine. I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to remember my mission once I saw you like this. I hope you don't mind that I'm keeping the mask on. A good spy has to protect her identity after all. And you don't need to know what I look like for me to make you feel good. I'll join you in a moment, dear. There's something I brought that I'd like to show you. I know you enjoyed the ribbon I made, but how about some spider silk rope? I rarely deploy it during seduction schemes. I usually only use it when targets are trying to escape, but something tells me you'd enjoy being tied up. Am I correct? I knew it. Allow me to just wrap these around your wrists and tie them to the headboard. Aren't they soft? I want my targets to be comfortable, but secure. And nothing does the job better than spider silk. Perfect. Trapped in the spider's web. But you're there willingly. And now, I can just climb on top of you like this. You look so beautiful and vulnerable underneath me, darling. I can do whatever I want when you're like this, can't I? You're lucky I don't consider you prey. I could so easily sink my teeth into your pretty neck. Perhaps I will. Just a little taste. I was only joking, dear. I'm not going to hurt you. This is a seduction, remember? And merely a practice one at that. This is purely an act. Although I can bite a little, if you'd like me to. Would you? Or would you like me to get straight to making you come? I'm not sure I want to move from this lovely neck just yet. What if I just gently graze it with my teeth? Not hard, but enough to give you goosebumps and make you even more sensitive for what's to come. I can feel your pulse. Are you nervous, darling? Or just excited? Why don't I move between your legs and find out? Oh my, you are definitely excited, just from a few kisses and a bite. You'd be such an easy seduction target. Not that that's a bad thing. I enjoy when my work is easy. I bet all I'd have to do for you to tell me whatever I want is to suck this pretty cock. Shall we find out? I was hoping you'd say that. Oh my goodness. It's a good thing I tied you up. I feel this squirmy already. I barely started and you're moving so much. Make sure not to move too much, or else I'll have to tie your legs down as well. And that would require me to pull myself off your cock. You wouldn't want that, would you? No, nor would I. This is just what I need to keep my mind off work. Bury myself between a lovely human's legs. Are you impressed with my oral skills, darling? I'll admit, my mouth has gotten me out of many difficult situations in more ways than one, especially when I do this. Many targets have folded and told me everything I wanted to know and more after I put my mouth on them. You're lucky that all I want from you is an orgasm. I imagine that you're willing to give me that. And judging by the way you're moaning and writhing, it's going to happen very soon. Don't keep me waiting, darling. Come for me. Come in my mouth. Look at you. Completely exhausted from straining against the ropes. It's a good thing spider silk doesn't leave marks, or else everyone would be able to know what we were up to in here. I'd say that this was a successful practice seduction, wouldn't you? Even if you didn't tell me what I wanted during sex. At this point, I would cuddle up next to you and whisper sweet nothings into your ear. You'd be surprised how much people reveal during pillow talk. But for now, allow me to untie you so that you can rest a little. Perhaps we can go dance once again once you've recovered. In the meantime, let's chat for a while. You can ask me about being a spy, or anything you'd like to know. What was that thing I did with my tongue? Well, dear, I'd love to tell you. But I'm afraid it's top secret.